Hi, welcome to Daisy Dialogues. I'm Suzanne and I'm here with my sister, Jackie.
Hi everybody. Okay, so this episode is full on recap of the last seasons of Daisy Dialogues.
Yeah, and I guess we're just talking about, well, our thoughts, how we enjoyed the process, and stuff.
So this is our first ever Daisy Dialogues, and we thought at this stage in the season, we would do a little recap on what we've been discussing already.
Yeah, and kind of what we've learned, because what I've already noticed with the first season and this one is we're kind of still green to it. So we're kind of warming up to it. And it feels like a natural progression to get deeper into the material because there's so much behind each piece. But you can't sort of say it all in one go.
No. And ultimately, Daisy Dialogues is about everything that happens after death. And we are using Dad as our experience. And we knew nothing at that point when we lost our father.
No.
But it's all about sharing and wanting to help. And we're hoping some people will take something from this that will be useful or will share something with us that we can use later on that will be useful to others.
Yeah, I learned an awful lot about... It was like my first major death experience. So from someone that was really frightened of death, maybe even frightened of seeing a dead body, you know, going through treatment with someone who you love and watching them suffer, all of the things that, no, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do that part of life, you know, that you fall into or that you're forced to do. It was my first experience, and I have to say I'm pretty grateful for it because it has taught me so much and because it armed us so much more when we start going into the next ones.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel I learned a lot about myself as well as the processes we went through with Dad. What doesn't kill you does absolutely make you stronger, and the more we learn, the more we can employ in future experiences. And that's not necessarily for family members anymore. That is for clients and stuff like that. We can be their support. We can be their emotional support, their practical support, their support.
Support, yeah. And especially the emotional side, because what I have learned from Dad's experience was that we weren't emotionally equipped at all to handle what he was going through and support him in a way that I think he probably needed. But at the same time, we learned so much, and I think we didn't do a bad job.
No, we dropped a few balls on the way, but I think he'll forgive us. And the lessons he gave us were really, really, really helpful. So part of what I learned from Dad was that I wanted to help people. So from a practical side, that's why I moved my accountancy business into the certainty side. And then obviously COVID came along and we got more practical with the will side and the LPA side. And then you went, but my core is holistic therapies. And what did you say to me?
What did I say to you?
You said to me, I can be the emotional arm of what you're trying to do from a practical point of view, and let's join resources and deliver an end-to-end service that's different from anything that's actually there.
Yeah, definitely. And certainly from Dad's experience moving through to my husband, which is the next one, which was a whole new learning experience. That's when I really felt like suddenly people would talk to me. It's like I had the badge to say, oh, okay, you kind of get where I'm coming from with this experience. And a lot of that is due to beginning that process with Dad, being chucked in at a time that you weren't expecting it with Mum again, like straight away. So beginning two processes in one, and then the next one, which we go on to later.
Which we weren't expecting, came from completely left field.
But yeah.
Yeah. All these experiences make you grow, learn, and we want to use all that to help people that are going through similar situations.
Definitely.
My favourite episode so far was talking about the paperwork, because if you didn't get it in that episode, I'm absolutely passionate about paperwork.
And if you didn't get it in that episode, it's really Gene I didn't get.
So come on, what was your favourite episode so far?
Actually, I don't think I've got a favourite at the moment. I have enjoyed talking about all of them, and I've really enjoyed all the memories, and I just hope that someone out there gets benefit from maybe just one thing that we've talked about and shared.
I agree, but I'm sticking with my paperwork.
Oh, you're just so sad. Sad. Sad.
So, interestingly, I think we got here to a position where we really want to help people. Well, we know we got here. We want to help people through past experiences, and we think sharing is caring, and that hopefully it will benefit some people along the way. It won't benefit everybody. The people that take something from this are the ones that we're trying to reach, not the people that listen to us and go, what are they talking about? But professionally, we are in a very good place from both arms of our business to give you something that is a little bit unique. And that's what we want to do. And it all started with Dad. And we've built on those experiences through losing other relatives, namely my blood brother-in-law and your husband.
Brother-in-law?
That one. And my mum. But obviously we've had other people go, my mother-in-law, our uncle, all of our uncles and mum's sister.
Friends, family.
Yeah, and it's, again, we're not unique, but death, you get to an age where death hits you more. And I think we're finally coming out of that now, which is why we're ready to talk and share. But you do go through a period in your life where it just becomes more commonplace.
Yeah, it has. And certainly everything that we've all gone through in the nation and the world is globally with the whole COVID, suddenly I was like, oh my gosh, people are talking about my subject.
Yes.
Because we weren't able to do it. But I've maybe I'm just weird in that way. I've been wanting to talk about it since I was about 14. And no one would talk to me about it.
And finally, we have Daisy Dialogues and we've given you the platform do it.
You've given me the platform. But I've been wanting to talk about it. So that's the other thing, you know, the whole children wanting to talk about these subjects and people don't know what to say. And I just wanted to say, I'm scared. Can I talk about this? And everyone was like, no, shut up. You know, why do you want to talk about it? You're so young. You don't need to talk about it. Actually, I was younger than 14. Yeah, a lot younger. And I just, it's only since I've had experiences and my own real close personal experiences that suddenly people are listening to me wanting to talk about it. And I encourage people when they want to talk about it. Obviously, if they don't, that's fine. I'm not going to force anyone to talk about it. But I absolutely do not stop people from crying, sharing, grieving, and saying stuff around this really difficult, difficult topic.
So, obviously, I'm a professional. Suzanne is a professional. We offer an end-to-end service and we want to help. So we have services that can help, but it starts with a conversation and those conversations are always free and there is never any obligation. So we have contact details attached to these podcasts. We have a website that is jt-accounts.co.uk. Please get in touch, share your stories, ask a question that might help you sort out a post-death experience and let us help.
She's good.